Have your Bible, turn to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10, verse number 9. John 10 and 9. The Bible says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I want to preach a simple message this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, Jesus, all we need. Amen. We run around this world, and I said, we run to and fro trying to find this and find that, and we're seeking to find happiness and joy and all these other things. And you won't find it without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say there is peace and joy in the Lord. Amen. The Bible says here, Jesus says, now if you note, if you got a red letter edition, this is in red writing. Now that means that Jesus is speaking, amen? And when Jesus is speaking in the Word of God, He's speaking to me and you. He's giving us direction, He's giving us help, He's giving us a focus. And He says here in John 10 and 9, He said, I am the door. Now He didn't say, I am a door, amen? Or He said, I might be a door. Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. If we ever want to get to heaven, if you ever want to get to heaven, praise God, you'll have to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God. You say, well, preacher, why should we do that? Because He is all we need. I want to just give you a few simple verses today. You say, well, preacher, most of us saved. We're born again. We're, looking for heaven, praise God. But we need a little encouragement along the way. We need to realize that the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, He is all we need. He's everything, praise God. He is sufficient for you. He's sufficient for me. He's sufficient for our homes, our families, our churches. He's sufficient. Now, let me just throw something bigger. He's sufficient for our country. Amen. We're looking around trying to find the answers, praise God. I won't say it's right here in the pages of the book, praise God. Jesus said, I am the door. Praise His holy name. I'm glad He is, ain't you? Praise His name. The door. That Bible says in John 10, 1, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but cometh up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He said, if you try to get in any other way, he said, you're just a thief. He said, and you're a robber. He said, you're an undesirable. He said, but he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. Amen. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And you know what God does for us? And once we've been saved and we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He calls us by name. You say, preacher, how does He know our name? Praise God, He knew your name before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb. Amen. He knew who you was. He knew who you would be. That's who God is. Amen. If He wasn't God, if He wasn't big enough to do that, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. But He's God in all His very essence of Himself. Amen. So He calls them and He leadeth them out. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? He said, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. Amen. Listen, a lot of times I hear some strange things. Amen. Some strange things are going around in the country and the world today, even in our Christian community, a religious community, amen. There's a lot of strange sounds are coming out. But I'm glad, praise God, because Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, it don't ring in my ears like Jesus does. I want to say, praise God, the volume of the book is a distinct sound that we can hear when Jesus speaks to us. Amen. It's the volume of the book that's speaking. It's God that's giving us the help. Amen. But you say, well, preacher, what does it require for us to get in? What is required of in a child of God for us to be partakers with the good God of heaven? I'm glad you ask. I'll tell you this morning, John chapter number 6. Look at John chapter number 6 in verse 28. The Bible said, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Amen. How do we get, in other words, what they was asking Lord here in John 6, they said, Lord, what can we do that we might do that'll please God? I wonder what happened if all the folks, all of us, all of our family members, all of our loved ones would begin to ask, what do I need to do to be pleasing to God? After all, that's all that matters. It don't matter if we please man. It don't matter if we please people around us. It don't matter if we please our co-workers. What matters is that we be pleasing to God. And they asked the question, what do we need to do to be pleasing to God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He hath sent. Amen. He said, if you want to be pleasing to God, He said, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, wait a minute, preacher. Now hold on, back up. It can't be that simple. There's got to be more to it than just believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's got to be, you know, add-ons. You know, you go to buy a product, you go to get something in this world, and they'll have a price on it. And you think, boy, that don't sound too bad. And but when you go to partake of that, when you go to take that unto yourself, they say, well, this is the advertised price, but there's add-ons. Amen. And it's usually those add-ons that'll get you. Amen. Anybody ever got a cell phone or anything like that? The initial price don't look too bad. We can probably all afford that. But then they start the add-ons, the taxes and the fees and the debt, all this other stuff that they add on to. And before long, it's to a place that you can't afford it. But I'm glad God didn't make it that way. Amen. He came to seek and to save those that was lost. Praise His holy name. He come to, but they said, what do we got to do to be pleasing to God? He said, you got to believe on Him whom He sent. He said, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's that simple. The Bible says it's so simple that a little child can do it. Amen. Isn't it amazing that a whole lot of us are not as competent and not as smart as little children? Amen. Because little children can come. The Bible said little children come unto Jesus. Amen. They wanted to come in Jesus. They wanted to come with their heartbreak, but they wanted to come to the Lord. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to believe on Him. That means that we trust in Him and we rely on Him and we adhere to Him. We listen to what He says. We believe who He is and what He's able to do, praise God, that we can't do for ourselves. That's what's required to get in, is to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You say, who is Jesus Christ? He's the Savior of the world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, I come to be a light so that people could see the way to go. Amen. And He is the Savior of the world. He come to seek and to save the lost that were in this world. Who are the lost today? Those that are alienated from God. So why is it alienated from God? Because of sin. Bible said we've all sinned. Come, there's a lot of people today say, "But preacher, I ain't no old sinner. I don't drink and steal. I'm not a whoremonger. I don't do these things." Amen. But the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Have you ever took anything that wasn't yours? Well, say, "Well, preacher, I never stole it. I just borrowed it and didn't take it back." Then you're a thief. Amen. You say, "Well, I had all the intentions." Yeah, good intentions. The world's paved with good intentions. Amen. But that don't help us. It don't make us take us to a place and make us what we're not, because we are. Amen. We're thieves and liars and all that other stuff. Praise God, all rolled into one. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and the only way to get through to get salvation is Jesus Christ our Lord. He's all we need for salvation. Amen. There's nothing added to. There's no add-ons. There's no extra fees. Nothing else to do but believe on Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen? Praise God. I don't know about you, I like that. He is that way. Praise God. He's the door. He's the way, and that's the way in. You got to come in through the door. Amen. Praise God. Not only is He the door, but He's the bread of life. Amen? He's the bread of life. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? In John chapter 6 and verse 32, listen to what He says. And Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but My Father giveth you the true bread, true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Amen. He said, I'm the nourishment, praise God, for everybody. I'm the sustenance, praise God. All you need to be healthy and live a good life is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, I am all that you need. Amen, praise God. Ain't you glad He is that bread of life? Amen, praise His holy name. Then said they unto Him, verse 34, Lord, for evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, watch this, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I'm that life-giving substance, praise God. He said, if you come to me, you'll never hunger and you'll never thirst. Jesus said, the righteous will never be forsaken or his seed of begging bread. I wonder why that is. I got to think of that because he is the bread of life. Amen. He is the very bread himself. And when we put our faith and trust in him, when we believe on him, praise God, we begin to adhere to him, Lord. He begins to give us the sustenance of life. Amen. That we might have it here and have life everlasting. Praise God. That's what the Lord was to tell him here. He said that you'll never hunger and they'll never thirst. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? That he is that bread of life. Amen. He said, Moses, amen. Through Moses, you had that manna coming down from heaven. He said, but through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you got the very bread of life. I'm glad for that today, ain't you? That bread of life, praise God, it's all that you need to be satisfied. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, I like to eat. Amen. You do too. Amen. We all like to eat. Amen. But praise God, I love to feed on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, those that'll eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now, they said a lot of them was offended at that. But he was talking about taking the Lord in, making him a very fiber and essence of our being who we are. I think we come short of that. We come to the door, we knock on the door, but we never get in. We never receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We never partake of that bread of life that he has to offer us. That bread of life is a good life. Praise God. He goes on, John in 6, verse 48, he says, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. He said, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven. Now watch this. That a man may eat thereof and not die. You say, whoa, wait a minute, preacher, there it is. Hey, listen, we can do better. We can be good Christians. We can do the best we can in this world for the Lord. And we've still got, hey, still folks dying and going out of here. Amen. Hey, listen, this old body's been laid down, but praise God. The Bible said to be absent from the body and to be present with God. He said, praise the Lord, we just graduate. Those that believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we come to a place of graduation. Verse 51, he says, I am the living water which came, the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. You say, preacher, who can get in? Praise God, we come through the door of Jesus Christ, praise God. The whole world can get in. It's a whosoever will salvation. Amen. And it's time to get in, praise God. It's time to be inviting folks in. It's time to be getting in. It's time to be getting satisfied in that precious bread of life that Jesus Christ gives us of himself, praise God, that we have, that we can partake of. Amen. So he is that door, praise God, that way in. He is that bread of life. But not only is he the bread of life, but he's the water of life. And now we got to have water. We're made up mostly of water. And we got to have water in order to survive. Amen. And the Bible says that he is that living water. In John chapter number 4, the Bible says this in verse number 10. You remember Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman? And he goes down there to the well and he's sitting there and she comes up and he says, give me the drink. In verse 7. And because the disciples had gone to the city to buy meat, and then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. Now the Bible tells us here that this woman been married multiple times, and she comes down to it in the middle of the day when nobody's around. She comes down to the well to draw water, take back up to the house. Amen. So she'd have it. And said here when she gets to the well, there's this man there at the well. And that man asked her for a drink. And she said, hey, listen, if she could tell by the way he was dressed, she could tell by the border that was on his robe that he was a Jew, and the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. They were half breeds. A lot of them was half Jew and half Gentile, and the Jews had no dealings with them. And he said, hey, if you knew who was asking you for a drink of water, praise God, you'd come unto him and he'd give you living waters, praise God. Amen. Ain't you glad for the living water of God? Praise the Lord, that'll boil up in your soul. Bless his holy name. What a God we have, amen, that can do that for me and you. Bible said, verse 11, and the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Amen. He said, this water of the world, amen, you can satisfy, it'll only satisfy your thirst for just a moment, a span of time. He said, but you'll have to come back to draw again and again and again and again. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, you'll thirst from now on. But praise God. Listen to what he says, verse 14. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He said, there'll be a spring. He said, praise God, I'm offering you some water right now, today. He said, if you'll take the water that I have, that water of life, praise God, it'll come into you and it'll spring up in you. Praise God, it'll be an overflowing flood and it'll come up in your soul. It'll satisfy you, praise God, when everything else is not pleasing to you, when everything else dissatisfied. Praise God, he said, you'll find a place of satisfaction in the water of the Lord Jesus Christ. That living water. Praise his holy name. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. Praise God. Said, listen, Lord, said, if you'll just give me that water, give me that living water. And she said, I don't want to have to keep coming back and coming back. She said, I'd like to have what she was saying, friend. She said, I'd like to have something that'll satisfy me once and for all. I said in the beginning, people's running to and fro all over this world. They're trying everything the world's got to be satisfied, to find some pleasure, some peace, some joy. Amen. But I want to say the only place you'll find that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the only one, praise God, that can satisfy your soul. He's the only one that can give you that living water. That water that'll boil up in you, praise God, and satisfy you, praise his holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that water is there, praise God. It's that water that's to be had. Praise God. It's that water that'll boil up. That'll come out, praise his holy name. Ain't you glad? There's water that'll flood your soul in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For his glory and for his honor. Boy, we sure do appreciate him today for that blessed hope that we have, not in ourselves, but in him. The Bible says in John chapter 7, he said in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst. Amen. You know, you have to realize whether or not you're thirsty or not. Amen. In this last day we live, we have to realize whether or not we're thirsty. Amen. Sometimes I get caught up and I get in there and get to going. I don't think. I mean, I don't have to have nothing to eat. I don't have to have nothing to drink. And so all of a sudden I'll slow down for just a second. And I'll come to myself and I'll say, man, I'm so thirsty. Amen. You have to realize you're thirsty to realize you need a drink. Amen. We have to realize that we're thirsty to realize that we need a drink. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, what was he talking about? He was talking about the Holy Spirit of God that'll overflood your soul, that'll pour out on you from God of heaven. Jesus said, I'm going to go away, and I'm going to pray to the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost of God, and the Holy Ghost will come upon you like a flood. It'll overflow you, flood your soul. You know what the Holy Ghost of God will do? It'll wash all your sins away. Amen. It'll push them out, praise God. It'll get rid of them. It'll get shed of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said it's that living water, praise the Lord, that makes a difference. Jesus told the nation of Israel when they was around, if they was around any contamination, any defiled body, any dead body, any carcass, before they could come into the congregation, He said they had to wash in living water, had to wash in flowing water. Amen. That flowing water, praise God, it would take those sins, it would wash them away. I told you before, I never did care much for a bath. Amen. To me, you was just washing your stinky stuff off into it and sitting in it and then just carrying it off with you. And I like to get in a shower and wash, praise God, and let that mess go down the drain. I don't want to wallow in it. There's a whole lot of our folks today, praise God, that are washing in a bath, amen, and they're coming out just as dirty and defiled as they were before the things of this world. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, I'll shower you and wash you off and clean you. He said, I'll wash the sins away. I'll get rid of them through the Holy Ghost of God if we'll just trust Him today. Praise God, He's all we need, amen, to cleanse us from our sins, to give us peace with God, give us joy within, amen. He's that living water. He said, if any man thirst... I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied with the water of this world. Amen. I've been thirsty too many times. Amen. But praise God, there's a living water that's down in my soul, praise God, that's never let me down. It's satisfied me all the days of my life. Ever since I've become a child of God, amen, that living water's been flowing in my soul, praise the Lord. It's summers I can go to. It's something I can count on. That Jesus manifests Himself in, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Every time He moves on my heart, I have to say thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Amen. The one that quickens the flesh, praise God. Amen. It makes a difference down my life. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's that door. He's that bread of life. He's that living water. Amen. Praise God. You get the bread. You get in. You get the bread. And you get the water, praise God. You're a running well. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you need something else. You need somebody to help you along the way. Amen. I think what's happening in the world today, amen, we get in and we get a little taste of the bread and we get a little taste of the water, but we don't have nobody to lead us on the way. But the Bible says in John chapter number 10 that we have a good shepherd. Amen. A good shepherd. What is a good shepherd? It's a shepherd that won't leave you nor forsake you. It's a shepherd that'll lead you, praise God, and He'll show you the way. Bible says, and now Jesus already told us that He was the door. In John chapter 10, verse 11, Brother Billy, He says, I am the good shepherd. Now, He didn't say, I am a good shepherd. Amen. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. Amen. He is that one that gave Himself for the sheep. Said, but he is. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. You know what happens? That's why we need to stay close to the shepherd, amen. Because He's watching over us, He sees us, and He's watching for the wolves and those things, those that would scatter the sheep. Amen. He said, the hireling fleeth, verse 13, because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. In other words, He said he's doing it because he gets paid for it. Says, hey, he's looking for some benefit from it. Amen? But not because he loves the sheep. But he says, verse 14, he said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known of mine. Now watch this. And he said, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Now, He's talking to the Jew, but He's also talking to me and you. Not of this fold, but them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So, Lord says, praise God, He said, I'm the shepherd of the flock. Amen. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I'm not a hireling. He said, I won't run. I won't flee. He said, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you, praise God. When things get hard, when things get difficult, when trying times come upon you, the Lord says, I'll be there with you to help you through. Amen. That's why we got to trust Him. That's why we got to go in at the door. And we got to trust that He is that bread of life, that He is that water of life, that He is the good shepherd, praise God, that'll lead us in tough times and hard times and difficult situations, praise God. That's why we have to believe on Him. We have to rely on Him. We have to trust in Him, praise God. We have to adhere to Him because He is that good shepherd of you and me. Amen. He's that ever-present help that we'll need before we get out of this world, praise God. The Bible says He is our protector. The good shepherd offers us protection. Amen. In John chapter number 10, verse number 2. He said, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Amen. What does it mean? Bible says he'll lead you in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. He'll lead you straight, praise God. He'll take you into right places to do the right thing for His glory. Amen. We got to be real careful in this world. As a fellow told me one time, said, well, preacher, I go down there to the beer joint trying to win people to Jesus. Amen. He go in there and sit and drink with them. He said, I'm trying to win them to Jesus. I said, you won't drink. I said, the Bible said, woe unto the man that put strong drink to his neighbor's lips. Amen. I said, you won't win them down there being with them and like them. He said, the child of God has to be different. Amen. We have to be separate from the world, praise God. We have to be unique to this world in which we live. He said, there's one that is, and it's Jesus Christ, our Savior, and He's our good shepherd, praise God, and He offers us protection, and we are to be following Him. Amen. Not another. He said, when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. In other words, the shepherd, a good shepherd, praise God, He offers us protection. That's why we need to go with Him. That's why we need to follow Him, because He's all the protection we need. Now, I know Glock makes a pretty good protection too, but praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is better than that. Amen. He's the one that'll go with us everywhere. When nobody else can. Amen. The Lord will be there. He's that good shepherd. Not only is He that good shepherd, praise God, He's that great shepherd. He's the greatest shepherd that ever lived, praise God, because the Bible tells us He's never lost one. Amen. He's never lost a sheep. Amen. There's a lot of shepherds in the world. You go to Israel. We went over there a few years ago. Me and my wife and I went a few years before that. And there's still a whole lot of shepherds in the nation of Israel, in Jerusalem, and around the Judea. But every now and then, praise God, they still lose sheep. The wolf will get one, or the elements will get one. But I want to say, praise God, Jesus Christ has never lost one. Hello? Praise God, when the time comes, He presented them to their Father, safe and secure. But He is our good shepherd. He's our protection. He's our great shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 24, the Bible says this, and then came the Jews around about Him and said unto Him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not. The works I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Now watch this. He said, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice. Do you listen to God quite often? Amen. Or you just disregard when the Lord's speaking to you? You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Praise God. I want to say if you're a child of God, amen, God will speak to you through the volume of the book, amen. He'll put in your heart, He'll give you direction from the things that we've learned, the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in this world and we look around and nature itself proclaims that there is a God. Amen. It's time to listen to Him so we might hear from Him. Amen. He said, but ye believe not because you're not my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice and know them, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. Praise God. That's what I said. He said, I've never lost one. Praise God. Because I am the good shepherd. He said, I'm not a good shepherd. He said, I am. You said, well, Jesus was bragging. Praise God. No, he wasn't bragging. He was stating a fact. He's a shepherd. He's our protector. Praise God. He's the great shepherd of our soul. And he said, hey, listen, all that the Father has given me. He said, I've never lost one. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I'll just go with God. Amen. He's never lost one. And if you're a child, if you're a child of God, you've been born again, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection on Calvary. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, let's, you made it in. He said, I'm the door. He said, I'm the bread of life. He said, I'm the water of life. He said, I'm the good shepherd. Praise God. He said, you get the benefit of everything God's got. Amen. The greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, my Father which gave them me, verse 29, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. But I like verse 30. He said, I and my Father are one. He said, there's no separating us. See, the world and what we live in today, in our lives, in our politics, everything, we see them trying to create a divide, a separation. Because if they can separate you, they can conquer you. See, that's what the devil wants to do. The devil is a divider and a separator. If he can divide your home, if he can separate mom and daddy and the children and get us a fussing and fighting among ourselves, then he can destroy our home. He can destroy our family, and he can do the same thing in the church. Amen? When he starts to separate it and divide it. But I want to say, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the one that doesn't separate, but he brings us together. Amen. He's all we need because he's the one. He said, I and the Father are one. He said, there's no separating us. Amen. He said, I and the Father are one. He said, we're one and the same. He said, there's no difference in us. The same God that loved you, praise God, I love you. Just the same. Praise God. Amen. So he said, I and the Father are one. Praise the Lord. You say, well, what's the significance there? Because that means that Jesus is all we need. Because one day in a little while, praise God, he's going to, not only is he the good shepherd, the great shepherd, but he's the King of glory and the Lord of hosts. Amen. Psalms 24, the Bible tells us that Jesus brings the host of born-again believers up to the throne room of grace. And he goes to take us in, and the gatekeeper says, hey, wait a minute. He said, who is this King of glory? Who is this Lord of hosts? He said, he's the Lord of hosts, praise God. Mighty, strong in battle, praise God. He said, I've already won the war. I've already defeated the sin. And he said, I've come to bring them in. He said, he is the King of glory. He said, Selah. He said, open the doors and let us in. The Lord's just speaking today. He's all we need, praise God, to get us across the finish line before it's too late. Amen. He said, when will it be too late? When the Lord calls the church out of here. Amen. It'll be too late. There's a day coming it'd be too late to get in. There's a day coming when it'd be too late to partake in what God's got. But Jesus is all we need now, today, and forever. Amen. He's all we need. But most of all, he is that door. The door. He's that bread of life. He's that living water. He's that good shepherd, that great shepherd. He is the Lord of hosts. He's the one that's promised he'll take us into glory to a place that he's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. One day we're going to enter into there. And boy, what a time we're going to have. Can you imagine when the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, calls us all together. He says, come away, my beloved, my fair ones, come away. And he takes us unto himself to ever be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And he carries us off into glory to a place that he's gone to. Can you imagine? He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen? Can you imagine what our place looks like? Can you imagine the splendor? Can you imagine? It's set up just right. It's set up perfect. There is nothing missing. There'll be nothing to be desired when we get there. Amen? Because it's complete. You say, preacher, how can it be complete? Because he's all that we need. You say, well, preacher, how does he know what we need? Because he's God. because He's the Lord. Because He's our Savior, praise God. Because He's the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's all we need. Amen. He's everything. He is sufficient. Amen. To meet every need. He is sufficient. Praise God. He is all you need, all I need. Amen. This side of glory and beyond. Amen. To bring glory and honor to His name. To give us peace in our hearts that passes all understanding. Amen. Jesus is all we need. Amen.